Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center. Headline in the Wall Street Journal: Saudi Arabia seeks U.S. security pledges, nuclear help for peace with Israel. Subhead: Agreement could upend Middle East geopolitics, but faces daunting obstacles. Henry, is this proliferation straight and simple?
I'd say yes.
Was it always in the conversation, or is this new, given the war in Ukraine, given the challenge of the Middle East, given the Abraham Accords? Is this something that was not imagined before?
No. Our diplomats, according to my contacts in the State Department, have been talking to Saudi Arabia about how to cinch what Trump couldn't, which was getting Saudi Arabia to recognize Israel. And in those talks, they had been mentioning U.S. nuclear civil cooperation as a diplomatic cookie. And so, you know, I think the release of this information is very interesting. I don't know what's behind it, but it could be to propel the talks further or to kill them. I'm not sure which. Frustration, at the very least, is what's behind the release of this information. And I am just with my jaw on the ground, along with others who worry about the unreliability of the parties negotiating. I mean, MBS is an unstable isotope of a leader who, you know, engages in reckless adventures, both militarily and personally. And Netanyahu is about as politically stable as, some anarchist at this point. I mean, this country is in tremendous turmoil because politically, the forces in that country are at odds on fundamentals in domestic policy. So, you know, this is a terrible time to be negotiating anything with those parties.
And right now, we'd have to say that it is more headline than it is fact. So we move to another headline that it strikes me as also proliferation. It's very straightforward. Pentagon says Russia's supplying fuel for Chinese nuclear warheads. Last time I checked in on China, they might have more ICBMs with nuclear warheads than the U.S. does. So this tells me how they got there. Is this proliferation?
Yes, it's upward proliferation rather than outward. This is something my own organization flagged 2 years ago, and the Pentagon cites every year as an explanation of why the arsenal of China is likely to get much larger, and that is that they have a fast breeder reactor program and a program to recycle spent fuel to extract plutonium to fuel these plants, but that initially they're going to be fueled with Russian highly enriched uranium. And the story about the Russians, you know, sending this fuel last fall is something the Pentagon flagged. You know, what's fascinating about all of this is while we're complaining about the Chinese, you know, developing these fast reactors, which are highly uneconomical, they're very expensive, but very useful for a weapons program. Guess what we're doing? We're promoting the idea that, well, maybe we can make some of these and make them work and make them economic. And we're spending taxpayer money trying to develop these things. So it's quite a mess.
Is there indication that this has been going on for some time or something new in this relationship between Moscow and Beijing?
No, it's not new. And it was described not only in our report, but reports previous to anything in my center touched. This has been in the works, basically for a decade. It's just that they crashed forward in construction well beyond what we imagined about 3 or 4 years ago. And, you know, we're on our back heel watching as they push ahead.
Is there any transnational organization or treaty that can speak to this fact, or is it every man for himself?
Actually, there is. There was a voluntary agreement that almost every nuclear-powered state that had a fast reactor program signed in 1997. The IEA calls it a voluntary agreement where you're supposed to report what your civilian holdings and plans are for plutonium. The Chinese backed out of reporting in 2017. We have never said boo about them violating that, not under Trump, not under Biden. I think that's a mistake.
The International Atomic Energy Agency said this week that Iran had produced particles of enriched uranium of around 84%, 83.7 to be specific, just shy of the roughly 90%. Has Iran got the nuclear weapon right now, Henry, or is it still aspirational?
It could do it in a heartbeat. And I don't even know if they need to go to 90. 80% or higher is good enough for weapons work. And, you know, they may need to make more of it, but it's quite clear they're within a whisper's breath of the bomb if they choose to go that way.
Moscow to Beijing, bomb making. Moscow no longer to be counted on to extract the fissile material in Tehran after it's used in its reactors, bomb making, and a world of proliferation with no controls. Is that all correct?
Maybe. And I think we're not paying attention to the spread of these technologies the way we used to and should. And we need to sober up.
Henry Sokolsky of Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.